Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Wamego and Rock Creek Schools superintendents, Greg Mann, interim superintendent of Wamego, and Kevin Logan, superintendent at Rock Creek Schools. And continuing on here, there's some other announcements that are worth noting here from Rock Creek Schools about your Scholars team, Kevin.
Yes, Scholars Bowl. We're put off by a week with last week's snow, but they went to a regional tournament in Abilene yesterday, and they have qualified for the state tournament, and that's to be held this Saturday. And just want to say congratulations and good luck to Coach Schmitz and his Scholars Bowl team as they compete this coming Saturday.
And what all do they do at the Scholars Bowl? I'm not familiar.
Scholars Bowl, it's a quiz bowl type format. Five members on a team. Teams have buzzers. They are asked questions in, I believe, is it four categories in a miscellaneous, Greg, or is it
four? Sometimes there's five, but they have four in language and then miscellaneous. Okay. Yeah.
And it is a quick answer. Some do have time limits. The mathematical pieces have computations. Physics pieces can have computations. So, but it is a first answer, first correct answer type format. And it's head to head versus teams, typically in a round robin type format or a pool play type format. And then the team with the most victories moves on to usually a bracketed final. So I don't know exactly how the state tournament is made up, but anyway, just excited, you know, when our kids excel at any activity. And this, since we're here for academia, Scholars Bowl is definitely one of those activities.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can get real exciting, Brandon. I'm going to tell you, I was superintendent at a district one time that won the state championship in Quiz Bowl, and that was exciting as winning a state basketball tournament. People were hooting and hollering and jumping around. It was great fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. I love stuff like that, and you know, spelling bees are one thing. Geography bees. I think I participated in that when I was like in eighth grade. So, yeah, good stuff. Well, and of course, athletics. We're getting close to wrapping up winter sports, hard to believe.
You know, yeah. We are. We have our middle school boys basketball tournament this weekend. We're coming up on wrestling regionals here in another week or so. Rock Creek out here, we're actually hosting our league wrestling tournament tomorrow afternoon and evening. So excited to have that. You know, mid-season basketball tournaments are now in the rearview mirror. That was the third and fourth weeks of January. So, you know, they're looking forward now to their postseason. And February, even though it's a pretty cold month, typically, it's a very, very busy month as activities are wrapping up.
I remember when I used to do sports and the radio station I worked at, we used to call this our harvest season because we'd have so many sports broadcasting. It just gets nuts in February. So.
Yes, it does.
Well, and it won't be too long before we're talking spring sports. When did the first elements of that begin? Is that sometime in mid-March?
February 28th is when spring sport practices can start. Wow. So baseball, softball, track, golf, yeah, they can start 28th of February.
That's awesome. That's my birthday, so looking forward to that. Well, and all right, well, cool. Anything else we haven't touched on you guys want to make sure to highlight this morning?
I can't think of anything, Brandon. I really appreciate you giving us the time to visit about our schools.
Yes, thank you for giving us the time. And I continue hopes that the COVID virus is truly behind us and we can stay with a sense of normalcy. Greg, I see Greg with his fingers crossed there. So I know that's the hope of us all.
Well, Greg's probably looking forward to, you know, I know you're serving in this role in a one-year contract here, but probably thrilled that you have a successor coming in.
Pleased. Yes, I am. Yeah. Very pleased.
All right. Well, Greg, it's good to talk to you here. Kevin, good talking with you here this morning, and we'll talk again next month.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Take care.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus in a moment. Jim Jeanette joins us from Manhattan Area Technical College up next.